So here's some more background information on the role that dementia or Alzheimer's plays in elder abuse. Now, there's a 2014 study by Dong Shen and Simon that said that older adults with dementia are particularly vulnerable to abuse. And they cite studies that say that older adults with dementia, who are being abused range from anywhere from about 5% to over 60% of that community. That's a really wide range of the amount of abuse that is happening to adults with dementia. And part of the reason for that wide range is it depends on which study, how they define abuse, and also, too, that the fact that it goes underreported so often. They also report that there's mutual abuse that goes on between caregiver and the victim of the elderly abuse, in which the victim of the abuse directs abusive behaviors towards the perpetrator. And in one study that they cite, 35% of 82 caregivers of patients with dementia reported experiencing mutual verbal abuse with the care recipient. And 6% of those 82 caregivers reported experiencing mutual physical abuse between themselves and the elderly person that they were caring for. Older adults with dementia often have psychological or behavioral symptoms such as agitation or aggression, and that really intensifies those caregiver and care receiver conflicts and can result easily in elder abuse. Just to back that information up, the University of California Irvine School of Medicine conducted a study that, first of all, named the number of adults in America with Alzheimer's disease, and it's going to grow exponentially. Currently, they estimate that 5.3 million Americans of all ages have Alzheimer's, 5.1 million aged 65 and older, and 200,000 aged under 65. So as you can see, it's definitely a problem of the elderly, with 5.1 million people age 65 and older suffering from Alzheimer's. They're estimating that 7.7 million will have Alzheimer's disease in 2030, and that number increasing to 16 million in 2050. So let me just repeat that. Currently, we've got 5.3 million Americans with Alzheimer's. They say by 2030, not too far off, 7.7 million people will have Alzheimer's, and by 2050, the number will increase to 16 million. That's almost triple of where we are right now by 2050. So the University of California study also cites that caregivers are fearful of becoming abusive. It's not an easy job. And they say that 20% of caregivers in one of the studies they looked at expressed fears that they would become violent with the people for whom they cared for. So, this just points out the need for the community at large, the family, that smaller community, to be much more involved in caring for those with dementia. Falling to one person without social support is a terrible thing. So, how often are caregivers abusive to people with dementia? Again, the University of California Irvine School of Medicine found that between 34 and 62% of people with dementia were being abused by their caregivers. And that was from international studies. And then they focused on a US study that said that caregiver abuse and neglect of people with dementia was happening or detected in about 47% of the caregivers that they surveyed. So this is a big problem in the United States.